members, welcome to the Portfolio Committee on Police. You all very much welcome. Honourable members will recall that this meeting is replacing the meeting of Friday, so there won't be any Portfolio Committee meeting on Friday. So we're going to deal with the items today. Members will also recall that all the drafts were circulated on Monday already. So, you know, members had ample time, and members will also see we've included all the input from members in the discussions. So I think members will be happy with the product. I also want to thank the staff for the excellent work, and that we then be ready to deal with it. Honourable members, if we can go page per page, we maybe at the discussions can just highlight certain things, but I think in terms of time, we can make very good progress. I don't think there will be any dilemma. Unless members want to add and so on, they're also welcome. Honourable members, we first going to deal with the police report. That is a 31-page document. Of course, the first part deals with all the performance information, the historic information, and then also a discussion of the relevant institutions, and then all the concerns. Members will see that from page 19 to page 28, all the concerns of the members, issues that they raised, have been included, and then our recommendations. Members will also see that there's a golden thread in our recommendations this year. Most of the issues refer to the AG report, concerns raised. There is, of course, also performance issues, but really to deal with the underlying issues and for the new committee that's going to come in next year, that they also will take that as the main yardstick moving forward. So members, if we maybe can go to page 1 report, that just deals with the introduction and the set out. Page 1. Can we go to page 2? Honourable Molobatsi.
The third paragraph from the bottom. The committee has overseen the performance of the department through.
Thank you very much.
The third paragraph
third
from
paragraph.
The bottom.
It reads currently as follows: the committee has overseen the performance of the department, though, so there's an R missing, through. Thank you, Honourable Molobatsi.
Chair, sorry, there's just one other
discrepancy.
Sometimes the report says South African Police Services, and there should be service as is reflected elsewhere. So just to remove that plural. That's in the title and somewhere in the first paragraph.
Yeah, thank you. At the top of the page, thank you very much for that, Honourable Bailey. That is at services must just be deleted. Thank you very much. Thank you, members. Can we move to 2? 2 deals also with the indication of the overview and also the NDP. That's page 2. Can we move, colleagues? Now, page 3 deals with the State of the Nation address and the key priority areas of the Back to Basics. Everybody happy with 3? Then we move to 4, is the key priorities of the PC on police, as well as discussing the report of the Audit General. That is page 4, colleagues. Can we move to page 5? Page 5 also deals with the AG's report. Just a repeat of the... Yes, Honourable Sheikh.
Yes, right at the bottom, program 4, the first year in which the Auditor General of South Africa audited reported achievements. And it's not supposed to which the Auditor General audited reported achievement. That is what it
is. Are you on page 4?
No, oh, I thought you were on 5.
Yes, sir. What paragraph?
Program 4, right at the bottom.
Yes, yes.
It says this is the first year in which the AGSA audited reported achievement.
There must be performance. Thank you, colleagues. Anything, please raise it. Then page 6 is also dealing. Yes.
Bottom of page 5.
Yes.
The third bullet point has proactive with a hyphen.
Yeah.
And in the fourth bullet point, it has proactive without one. So pick one you like.
Thank you for that. Secretariat, just the consistency. Thank you very much. Thanks. Colleagues, we move to page 6. Also dealing with the input from the AG. Okay, thank you for that. Colleagues, can we move to page 7? It's also still input on the Auditor General, or from the Auditor General. Yes, Andre Monsher. Yes, you're welcome.
It's not on the issue of leadership, whether the wording is correct here. Leadership did not take the appropriate action for irregular expenditure incurred by the department, resulting in a lack of consequences for certain transgressions against the legislation. I'm not sure if it's against the legislation. Leadership, the first bullet.
Leadership, the first bullet.
Lack of consequences for certain I'm not sure if the word against the legislation is correct there. There were transgressions.
Or in contravention of the legislation.
Yes,
let's just
say
in contravention. Thank you for that, Monsieur. Okay. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. With relation to?
In relation to.
Thank you for that, Honourable Kalabama. Members, anything else on 7?
Yes.
Honourable Mulabatsi. You're welcome.
The financial and performance management, the second paragraph there, the first sentence, management did not implement proper record keeping in it timely. Is it not timeless? Timely manner. Alright.
Thank you very much, members. 7. Let's go to 8.
Sorry,
yes. Yeah. Yes. Members, let's go to 8. Dealing with governance, risk management, fraud, corruption, consequence. Also, this is still the AG's report.
Chair, under governance, second paragraph, second line, I think that's that apostrophe in providers needs to be after the S, because it's referring to the efforts of all the assurance providers, not just one provider.
Thank you, Honourable Bailey, for that. Thank you very much. Can we move to 9? Still dealing with the AG and minimizing conflict of interest and the internal audit and audit committee. Yes, Honourable Chair.
The second last paragraph on the bottom, fines, penalties and forfeits. The department collected revenue of $31 million for 4 fines, penalties and forfeits. I don't think the word 4 there is correct. Should it not be from fines, penalties and forfeits? The second last bullet. Fines, penalties, and forfeits. The department collected revenue of $31.3 million for fines, penalties. Was it not from fines, penalties? Yeah.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Colleagues, can we move
but, to... Sorry, not on the same one. I don't know whether the word for is correct there. My understanding, should it not...
From.
Thank you.
From.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, can we move to 10? Page 10, financial overview, departmental receipts.
Chair, under point number 8 at the top of page 10, it just needs a space between 30 and September. The dating.
Thank you very much, Ombele, for that. And then on 10 as well, DPSA Circular 1-5 of 2017, also maybe just spaces there after the 15 and before the 27. Colleagues, anything else on 10? Can we move to 11? Is 11 fine? Can we move to 12? Dealing with the individual programs in terms of the adjustments. Yes, that's right. Thank you, Honourable Calabona. the rest of 12 fine? Can we move to 13? Honourable Molobatsi. Sorry.
5-2-3.
5-2-3, yes?
Yeah. Where am I? Yeah. Where it says almost the last sentence. Programs final appropriation. Why must that final be capital letter?
Thank you. Colleagues, can we move to 13? Yes, I'm going to check.
And regulations, recruitment choices, poor training and poor command and control, as well as control. So I don't know whether the control is duplicated there.
So you want to scrap the second control?
Yeah, it just depends what it means.
Okay. Okay, so the second control will fall. Thank you, Imam. Honorable Imam Sheikh. Colleagues, anything else on 13? Can we move to 14? We are 14. Thank you for that, Honorable Colleague Barnard. On being replaced by him. Anything on 14? Can we move to 15? Capital works in human resource management.
Chair, that first line of 6.2.2, I think that comma needs to be two words before. So during 2011-12, comma, the NMF approved.
Yeah. And maybe just the second paragraph, that 30 new police stations, should it be 30 written out? Is it correct? Like that? Okay. The agreement on WAS. The WAS carries the date, so let's amend. Right. Colleagues, anything else on 15?
Chair, I think just still 6.2.2, third paragraph, the second last line, that's under expenditure. I think it needs to be hyphenated.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thank you. Right, can we move to 16? Thank you. Maybe just that paragraph after table 3, second line, compensation of employees, is the E. Should it be capital? Capital. Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on 16? Can we move to 17? Colleagues, anything else on 17? Can we move to 18? Maybe just that last paragraph on 18, illegal firearm control. Is it just two L's or three? Illegal. Okay, done. The font. Well, colleagues, can we move to 19? And there at the bottom, we start with the observations that was made by the honorable members during the 3 days or 2 days of interaction with SAPS. The first issue there is adverse audit findings at the bottom of the page.
Sorry, Chair, if I could just backtrack very quickly on page 19.
Yes.
The bullet points under one, Western Cape, towards the top.
Yes.
Is that meant to refer to a month-by-month lease that's in place? Because a month lease doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Definitely a month-to-month, it can't be a month lease. So thanks a lot. Let's just amend that accordingly. Thank you very much. Right, colleagues, then can we move to 20? 20 is also now, with relation to your input, scope in terms of the external audit, the time delays and responses in the audit queries, recommendations of the audit committee, the combined assurance model, attendance of audit committee meetings, powers of the audit committee, as well as the IGE's revamp. Honourable Imam Sheikh?
Yeah, powers of the audit committee, I think it says the committee ask. Whether the audit committee has any power to enforce immediately. So I think it should be the committee pass.
Thank you very much for that, honorable check. Yes. Thank you. We're back to 20, page 20, colleagues. management, performance management system, investigation of the CFO, bid committees, disclosure of CETA assets, infrastructure and the debt grant policy.
I think it's still in discussion.
Yeah, No, we can raise it, definitely. Colleagues, anything else on page 21? Can we then move to page 22? Claims against the department, interns, capital work and safety at police stations, CPFs, victim-friendly routes, special allowances for drivers and members of K9 units.
Chair, on page 22, the last paragraph, the department indicated that the purification and the regrading process, I suppose, is underway.
Thank you for that, Oliver. Maybe the first paragraph at the top of page 23, last sentence, the department further indicated that collaboration with Stats SA is underway. Is underway in to replace in. Can we just maybe consult the Oxford Advanced Dictionary on your phones, Google?
It's hyphenated.
The content advisor is indicating the agreement.
Thank you.
So there's two, the content advisors saying hyphenated.
Sorry, it should be one word.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the research just indicated that SAPS apparently is using two words. But she will check for it. So we'll check that. Yes.
It should actually be one word. But thank you. One word should be one word. But it's a noun. It's one word. Chair, the third paragraph from the bottom, 23, we are now. Lost and stolen firearms. I'm not so comfortable with the word. The committee further raised concern about the lack of recovery. I'm not sure if it's whether the word lack of recovery is correct. I don't know. Guided by me.
Insufficient?
Slow recovery.
Yeah. Or poor recovery or slow recovery.
Poor recovery.
Poor, yeah.
No, that's fine.
Check in on that same paragraph. The committee requested the department to indicate the number of firearms lost or stolen. I would add there the word separate, because that was actually the big argument.
To the point,
they put it lost.
That's correct. No, thank you for that. Separate, so we just include the word separate. Thank you for that.
Chair, just to backtrack.
He's coming now with the Firearms Act, so he's
No, Chair, just backtracking to page 22. I just noticed under the last section, special allowances for divers and members of the K9 units, fourth line, it says purification and regrading process that should be is underway.
Yes,
we've already covered it.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Maybe we must label all the paragraphs lost and stolen firearms. Going to get a very good response. Colleagues, that's 23. Can we go to 24? Detection rates for violent crime, low detection rate for property crime, availability of DNA kits, rotation policy, railway crime train sabotage, and investigations into possession of cannabis for personal use. That's page 24. Check
the heading of that third paragraph. Something seems to be missing. No, it's fine. I thought maybe forensic science laboratory consumables might just give clearer meaning, but I guess foreign science consumables, forensic science, yeah. Right.
Do you propose something, or you?
I was thinking maybe just adding the word laboratory after science.
Let's do that. Thank you very much. Well, remember, we report on what was the responses from the department on that day. The factual situation, of course, might change dramatically from that date, or, you know, but that's what the information that was provided to us by the department. So we must, you know, report what was said to us.
Low detection rate, Chairperson. Number three, a review process, I think, is currently underway, not in currently underway.
Thank you very much for that, Honorable Shlongo. Thank you very much. Anything else on page 24? Policy consideration, they must decide,
yeah.
You know, what the, I'm not saying that, but I say it's a policy consideration that the NPA must give, they must give the necessary leadership to the prosecutors, to the prosecutors. We move to 25, Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, the budget allocation, corruption in specialized units, corruption in the JCPS cluster, capacitation of specialized firearm units, equipment and office accommodation. Thank you very much, was being, so we remove the ease. Thank you for that, Honorable Kalabona. That's great.
I'm just looking at this second last paragraph on equipment. It says the directorate indicated that sufficient cell phone, but is experiencing challenges in budget limits abused.
Yeah, they're using more airtime than they actually need to. That was the context, but what do you propose? Honorable Imam Sheikh, do you want a specific?
Yeah, because I'm not sure, you know, anyone that's going to read it is going to understand it.
Maybe experience challenges in usage. Because it's about usage. I mean, there's a limit, say, 2,000 rand, and then they go beyond that. That's actually the practical situation.
Or challenges in exceeding budget limits.
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you very much. In exceeding. Thank you for that. That makes it quite clear. Honourable Bolobatsi.
Equipment. I remember generally we are talking about the delivery of, the late delivery of vehicles. And it's not captured.
The delivery of vehicles. It's a third line from, fourth line from the bottom. But maybe we can, the heading maybe make it equipment and vehicles, because the vehicles is very important for DPCI. So thank you for that one, more about you. Thank you. Then we move, if everybody's happy, to page 26. Sorry. Thank you very much for the Omukalobana. Colleagues, then we move to page 26 that deals with financial investigators, no coaching, overtime, and then part of the CI program, corporate renewal strategy, stability in the division, vetting, and the security of e-vetting system. Thank you for that, Honourable Kalobana. Pledges are, thank you for that. Colleagues, anything else on page 26? Then we go to page 27, the capacitation of Crime Intelligence Division, role of Crime Intelligence in Operational Command Centres, representation on the International Crime Police Organisation, Interpol, proactive intelligence reports operationalised, community participation and involvement in the Western Cape Gang Strategy. Maybe anti-gang strategy. Yeah, capitals. Thank you very much for that, Honourable Bernard.
Sorry, Jefferson.
Yes, I'm on
page 26, under vetting.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a police act or police regulation. If you look at 1, 2, 3, sentence number 3, or line number 3, that is the current police does not allow for the dismissal. I think there is an omission of that.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much for that, Omar Shungu. We will amend that policy. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Colleagues, we're back to page 27. Yes, Omar Shungu.
It's a third paragraph from the bottom, proactive intelligence report. It says here, The department assured the committee that consequences will be implemented. I'm not sure if the wording is right. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe consequent management will be the best. Yeah, to say consequence management.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for that. Thank you for that, Honourable Fellow Barnard. Colleagues, that's page 27. Anything else on page 27? Then we move to page 28. CI strategy, the review of security measures at national key points, readiness for implementation of the critical infrastructure protection bill, degrading process, unfunded mandate, risk information management support system, and budget allocation. We'll just ask the secretary just to look at that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's not one word I agree, but I'm not sure if how we will spell it.
Thank you. We'll have a look. Anything else on 28? Right, then we go to page 29, under performance, and then we start with our recommendations. From 1 to 16.
Last one. Last sentence. Against officials found guilty to prevent. Something doesn't sound right. I don't know what.
Is it underperformance or what?
The last, the 16.
Okay, page 29.
The last sentence. Officials found guilty to prevent. Repeat transgression is to prevent.
Thank you very much, Honourable Kalabara. Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Malabatsi.
Sorry, before
yes,
we move,
welcome.
That number 16 doesn't make really sense for me. It says, disciplinary steps should be initiated against officials found guilty.
No, we've just changed it.
And then it says, in order to prevent.
Yeah.
But how do you, I mean, disciplinary steps should be initiated against officials found guilty. For an official to be found guilty, they must have been disciplinary steps.
Okay,
get a slap on the wrist, they can, yeah, well.
I suppose what we then would say is that if disciplinary steps have been initiated and officials were found guilty, no, that also...
I will differ a little bit because I think finding them guilty, disciplinary process is part of finding them guilty. After finding the guilty, what we should be emphasizing is on consequence management. There should be consequences after being found guilty. So I think...
Delete that sentence and say consequence management should be implemented in order to prevent repeat transgression.
Thank you very much for that, colleagues. Colleagues, we move to page 30. That's the reporting requirements, the written responses that we will need from the Department of Police before the 2nd of November, issues that was raised by members. Then also progress reports that was indicated by the AG in his presentation. And then also discontinuation of historic feedback reports. And then also the conclusion on page 31. So we're on page 30 currently. Thank you for that, Uncle Barnard. Reports and the A is deleted then. Thank you.
9.33.
Yes.
My understanding is I think it should actually be bi-monthly report on the rotation of key staff at stations countrywide.
Of key staff. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Councilor Chair. Colleagues, can we then, everybody's happy, go to... Can we go to page 31?
On 5 again, I think where there's a plural, the other one should be a singular. What action steps were taken against officials who fail, not fails?
Thank you. Then we go to page 31. No, we'll have to replace it with little iPads. No, we must just make sure of that one. I think in some of the other reports we used capitals. Right, colleagues, everybody look at page 3. Thank you very much. Colleagues, can we maybe then get a proposal for the adoption of the amended report? Thank you, Ombele Sekela. Thank you, Omakara Barnard. Members, I'll give you a choice. We can take a 5-minute break before we go to the next report, or we can continue with the next report. What is the view? Can we continue? Okay, thank you very much, members. Let's go to the IPAT report, Independent Police Investigative Directorate report. It's a 30-page document that was also circulated on Monday afternoon to honorable members. There was also distribution of hard copies by the secretariat. So, members, if we can go to page 1, dealing with the introduction. Page 1, fine. Can we move to page 2, dealing with the internal and external audit reports from the Auditor General? Thank you. Thank you very much. Page 3, fine. Can we move then to page 4? Also dealing with the report of the Auditor General, of the Audit Committee.
approach page 4, is it fine? We then go to page 5, dealing with the expenditure and performance. Page 5.5. Can we move to page 6, dealing with the administration program and human resource management, and program 2, investigation and information management. Sorry, sir, just very quickly, yes. On page 5, the third last line.
Yes.
Financial statements, so reported amounts, is made of, I think, that apostrophe S in prior used to be deleted.
Thank you.
Instead of prior over expenditure.
Prior, thank you very much. We're going back to page 6, thank you, Honourable Bele.
Okay, and then just the next line, there's a T missing in complaints, independent complaints directly.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you very much. Thank you. That, then we go to page 6. There we go to 7, store program 2.
That chair, page 7, at the top, the second bullet point, consultants, I think that should end, say, financial appropriation on the item. Spend that on the item.
On the item. Thank you very much. Really?
Yeah, off appropriation on the item.
Thank you very much. Page 7, Honourable Imam Shah.
Yeah, I think on the third paragraph, I think item number 6, death as a result of police action.
Sure, now there is. Thank you. Thank you for that, Honourable Imam Shah. Anything on 7? Right, thank you. Members, then we go to page 8, that is the column with the intake percentages. Thank you, Alderman Sheikh. Right, there's 8 further points, then we can go to 9. Dealing with is it scrapped at all? Thank you. Maybe just moving the observations to the next page. Colleagues, anything else on 9? So we go then to Portfolio Committee Observations. Audit General South Africa, Quality of Annual Financial Statement, Corruption Concerns of Communities, Investigation of Rape and Police Custody, Prioritization of cases, partnering with other departments, legal services, and extension of contracts. Colleagues, is supposed to be fine.
Okay.
Yes, Evan.
Just investigation of rape and police custody. That last sentence where the department indicated that the circumstances that enabled the rape is investigated, but not the crime itself. Shouldn't we be a bit more explicit and then say that such investigate the crime? I don't know who's asking.
Well, once again, it's what the department said.
Okay.
It's not what we think or...
All right.
My interpret, that's the on the record response.
If I understand it correctly, what the department is saying, they only investigate the circumstances around not the rape itself, but what happened.
That's page 10. Thank you, colleagues. Can we go to page 11? Decrease in case intake, reinvestigation of cases by SAPS, ICT infrastructure, city forum building, and the impact of IPED. Colleagues, anything on 11? Then we go to page 12. Disciplinary and criminal convictions, backlogs, reporting by SAPS, grievances and disputes, as well. well as recommendations by the PCR police.
Under page 11,
yes.
The second last line, and better that it ceases. I think that cease should be cease. I don't know whether you see that. Where they say it's a waste of government resources, and further that it ceases to be an independent investigation.
Thank you.
I think it must be corrected as CEA. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Shumbu. Thank you very much. Colleagues, we go back to page 12. Yep. No, we're still on 12. But, so you want to come with a proposal? Colleagues, we're still on page 12. Anything else on 12, colleagues? Then we move to 13, the reporting requirements as well as the conclusion.
Page 13, number 11, I'm not sure if that's the correct word to use. The department should increase partnerships with other government departments, Section 9 institutions, to grow engagement.
To increase. Thank you for that on your own check.
And Chair, should that be Section 9 or Chapter 9? Institutions.
Chapter 9, yeah. Thank you, Honourable Bede. You're doing very well on this last page.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Anything else, sir? 13, fine. Colleagues, can we then, if everybody's happy with the report, have a proposal for the adoption of the amended report? Honourable Labanti, second Honourable Imam Sheikh, thank you very much. Members, before we come to the last report, any request for a 5-minute break? There is a request, so the request stands. Yeah. 5 minutes, thank you.
Yeah.
I was here last week, but I didn't see you.
No, I only attended Friday.
Yeah.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine, how are you? Just the people there, they were saying that today. On Friday, no?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, colleagues. We can maybe continue with our meeting while we're having tea. We move now to the last report, the report of the Civilian Secretariat for Police Service. This is a 16-page document that was also circulated since Monday. And we will go then to page 1, the introduction. Colleagues, we are on page 1. Can we move to page 2? Thank you. Go to page 3, the report of the AG, governance. Chair, page 3, the last paragraph, first line, it looks like there's a word missing there, because it talks about, due to the small size of the department, it has incorporated the audit and something committees, I'm not sure which other committee would need.
And risk,
thank you.
And risk committees.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bailey. Can we move to page 4? Financial overview. Page 4, that second paragraph, should that first line not refer to an internal audit unit, not an internal control unit? First line, second paragraph. Audit, yeah.
Or audit rather than control, yeah.
Thank you very much for that. Honorable Bailey? Internal audit. Anything else on 4? So we go to page 5, expenditure of program, administration program, intersectorial coordination and strategic partnership program. Anything else on 5? Yes, Mulabatsi.
Paragraph.
Yes.
The last sentence is wings naledi. Is it one word?
Thank you. Both colleagues, can we move to page 6? Anything on page 6, colleagues? Can we move to page 7? Anything on page 7, colleagues? Right, can we move to page 8? Anything on 8, colleagues? Can we move to 9? The committee observations, the AGSA audit opinion, budget, periodic expenditure, the support model for the DNA board for the DPCI judge, and then office of accommodation.
maybe under irregular expenditure, the second last sentence, as the investigation will take time to finalize, or to be finalized. Anything on page 9?
Chair, just the last paragraph, office accommodation, third line, the sentence starting in that line, indicate just needs to be cross tense. The department indicated that the current office space.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, that's page 9. We go to page 10, early warning, logistical information system, new organizational structure, community safety forums, community police forums. Maybe under community safety forums, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The minister must also be advised about the centrality of CFS's as a key structure. Colleagues, can we move to page 11, single police service, IPED amendment bill, human resource management, and then also the committee recommendations. Anything on 11? Can we move to 12? Reporting requirements and the National Forensic Oversight and Ethics Board, the DNA Board, their performance.
anything on page 12? Can we move to page 13, dealing also with the DNA board and then committee observations, including the heading of governance? Anything on 13? Can we move to 14? Relationships with CSBS, Sexual Offender Register, DNA Amendment Bill, shortage of DNA collection kits. Thank you for that. Colleagues, that's page 14. Then page 15. Anything else on 15 colleagues? Can we go to 16?
all members happy? Can we maybe then get a proposal for adoption of the amended report? Thank you, Honourable Moola. Second, and thank you, Honourable Mshlongu. Thank you, members. We come really to this historic moment. This was the last BRRR reports of the 5th Parliament. And thank you very much for all the members for their hard work during the 5 days last week, and also the staff for the excellent work. We appreciate it very much. Thank you very much. It's quality products. And thank you, members, for your input. We will then reconvene Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. There's sets of minutes and reports that we must deal with. There's also the petitions. There's a petition delegation from the Eastern Cape, but also all the former petition reports that we must adopt. And then next Wednesday is the stats, the police stats, Stats SA, and civil society, that we can interrogate the whole question of the police stats. So, members, at this stage, thank you very much.